The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Talking with Robert Green, he's the CEO of Fraser Foods, but more importantly, this is the time of year when kids, your high school senior, is sending out or has sent out his applications and his interest in different schools, and parents help them follow up on their application forms and finding a college for your young person, right, Bob?
It's an exciting time of year, Phil, and my son Ryan fortunately has done so well in his high school career that he has gotten interest from a lot of really great schools. We're talking about a young man who scored a 1460 on his SAT. It's a great time, and you want to tell parents that it's tough out there. You got to be prepared for some disappointment. Most of the parents, I guess, but my son is a great kid. I guess you could say that my son thinks outside the box. People need to understand him because he does have such a brilliant mind. For a lot of the parents out there, your kids are not, I guess they're not as quick as my boy is, and it's going to be tougher to find a college.
All right, we're talking about your son, Ryan. He gave the finger to his history teacher, right? He just stood up and gave her the finger?
Well, no, but the whole story is that I was telling him after we got some interest in Stanford. We got mail from Stanford. And I don't know how many parents out there can say that their kid got interest from Stanford, but he got interest from Stanford. We've gotten interest from Duke. These are two of the great schools.
I want to get back to this because your son gave the finger to a history teacher, right?
All right. Let me give you some background on Ryan. Ryan's mother, who I married, obviously basically deserted him and me when he was very young. And for the last 15 years, Phil, Ryan, it's just been him and I. So naturally, he has a suspicion of women, which is not his fault. I married the woman that had him. I'm to blame. Remember also, we recognize in our society that there are people who are very special, and you have to take their actions into context. I think Kobe Bryant's an example of that. I think, if you look at this brilliant young man, Ted Bundy, who, yes, was a vicious murderer, but he had everything going for him. He thought outside the box. He was unusual. He was different. He was arrested for murder. Do we forgive him? No, we don't. I don't know whether we should or not. I do know that we have these special people.
All right, but let me ask you something. How old is your son?
Ryan is 17. He's going to be 18 in June. And again, we're very fortunate. He's a very gifted young man.
Right. I know he scored high on his SAT.
He got a 1460, right.
All right. But giving the finger to an adult authority figure is wrong.
Absolutely right.
You agree?
Oh, of course I do, Phil. It is wrong. I told him that. The other great thing about him, he carries a 4.50 GPA with honors, and other kids struggle.
So all of these things, you tell me his SAT score and his GPA, which are very admirable, a 4.5 with honors is outstanding. Does that forgive him flipping off his history teacher?
I think what you need to say, other kids are struggling, and a lot of these kids are jealous of Ryan's intelligence. Let me say this, Phil. I always tell him, always remember you're special and that no one can take that away from you. Even though your mother left us when you were 2 years old, and maybe that's why he gave that woman the finger, but it is still wrong. And even though we're talking about a kid who got a 1460, it's wrong that he would give her the flipper the bone. But
how do you discipline him? Did you talk to the teacher about this?
Well, I got on the phone with this woman, Maisie, who he gave the middle finger to, and I said, I understand Ryan gave you the finger. Please understand that Ryan is, as you know, a very gifted and intelligent young boy. If he gave the finger, it stems from the frustration that his mother was really just a tramp. And I've always taught Ryan that women, can be dangerous, and probably he read that the wrong way.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods. Your son is a special kid. He's intelligent. But that kind of flaunting of authority, it's wrong. And shouldn't he be given that message clearly? Not the message that you have a GPA of 4.50, not the message that you're special, but that you did something very wrong.
I totally agree, and I think he gets it. But when your mother, ran out and was in bed with, new men.
Have you taught him to hate women?
No, I haven't taught him to hate women. I'm simply saying this. my son's a special kid. You're trying to hold him to a standard of other kids. I don't think you can do that. Let me say it again. A 1450 on his SATs, 4.50 GPA. We just got a letter of interest from Stanford. So I don't understand your question, right?
Well, all right. Those are impressive things. You know,
his mother was a tramp. I raised that boy from the time he was two. His mother would sleep with a bush if she thought a snake was in it.
Look. This is a bad thing that his mother ran out on you, and you are to be commended that you raised that boy, and I understand. I'm trying to figure out, do you think he should be allowed more leeway with respect to certain behavior because his mother was a tramp and he's a special boy?
In my son's case, we've got letters from Yale, letters from Duke. We got a letter from Caltech 6 days ago. I mean, this is a kid who is he's on the fast track. I'll give you an example of what you're saying. I don't approve of this.
Well, that's what I want to find out.
Of course I don't. Apparently, Ryan and some other boys a few months ago, they were down near the railroad tracks in Orange, and they roughed up this old woman. It was a lady down there. She was homeless, one of these bag ladies.
Well, you say roughed up?
Well, they beat her pretty good. And I said at the time, Ryan, this is wrong. But I also let the police know that they were dealing with a very intelligent boy who was going to contribute immensely to society. So I let these cops have it pretty good, and I told them about this tramp he had for a mother. And so once I set the cops straight, they shook my hand. And I got Ryan home, and I said, son, you can't do that anymore. And I think he gets it. But he thinks outside the box. He's a different kind of a kid.
Everybody loves their kids, right?
Absolutely.
And everyone believes that their kids are special, correct?
Everyone believes their kids are special, but not everybody is correct in assuming their kids are special. I got, again, maybe you didn't hear me, but I've got...
No, you told me. He's got a 1450 SAT. He's got a...
Well, are you listening to that, or am I just talking to myself?
You're not talking to yourself, sir. I understand that.
Well, you can't just hear a 1450 SAT and a 4.5 and start telling me that he's supposed to act like other kids, or...
Sir, I'm not saying that your boy is not unique. What I'm saying is, giving the middle finger...
So he gave her the middle finger. He didn't kill anyone.
But giving the middle finger to a teacher in class. You understand?
I'm still listening to you.
Do you... All right, so this is something that should be forgiven.
The last time I checked, Phil, flipping off a teacher doesn't kill anybody. There's no bloodletting. There's no, no injury. You're trying to make it sound like Columbine. You know, giving somebody the bone, tossing them a bone, ain't Columbine.
How about beating up that old bag lady?
That was wrong. And I told Ryan it was wrong. And he said, I understand now, Dad. But you need to understand, my son has a huge future ahead of him. These things are minor in the big picture. And right now, with all the college letters coming in, I don't know how many people can say their son got a letter from Yale. Mine did. So if we're jealous, we're jealous.
Well, I don't think it's jealousy.
A lot of kids act up.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman's kid is, like so many kids are looking to apply to colleges, he flipped off his teacher and he beat up a bag lady, but because he's got a 4.50 GPA with honors and a 1450 on his SATs, then, or 1460, I should say, then really you got to give him some leeway. Do we have a need for special people in this society that is so extreme that when they act antisocial, we need to sort of look the other way? 1-800-449-8686 with Robert Green. He's the CEO of Fraser Foods. His son is Ryan. Very exceptional kid, but he might need some authority training. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind.
One 800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
On the line with me is Robert Greene. He's just a parent. He's the CEO of Fraser Foods. But we're talking, I got a young man who is on his way to college, and he is also a young guy who is exemplary. My boy doesn't have the grades your guy has, but he's gotten letters from schools. I know that your son Ryan has gotten letters from Stanford and Duke and all these other things, but the question is this: does this forgive behavior? You know?
Let me put it to you this way. You ever heard of a guy by the name of, maybe you read about it in the newspapers, his name was O.J. Simpson? Yes, he might have committed a violent crime, but we realize that these people are special. The ability that he had as an athlete, I mentioned Kobe Bryant. William Kennedy Smith is another one who has outstanding ability, a great legal mind.
Does that mean he doesn't go to jail?
I didn't say it doesn't mean he doesn't go to jail. I'm saying, do you send an outstanding young man like that away for a long time because he thinks outside of the box?
And well, how do you call rape thinking outside of the box?
It's wrong. But that was his unusual approach to befriending a woman.
And violence is a very unusual approach.
Well, you call it violence, and it is violence, but it's, he didn't know that it was violence. He just wanted her to, I don't know, but these guys are way far ahead of me. They're smarter than I am. And that's what I'm saying about my son.
Who beat up a homeless woman.
Well, he did it with three other boys, so you can't single him out.
All right, so four guys beat up a homeless woman. 1-800-449-8686. Linda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Am I on right now?
Right now, ma'am. Yes, go ahead. You're on
okay,
with Robert
great.
Green.
Okay, great. Listen, I cannot believe what an idiot father you are, okay?
Well, if you want to call people names, ma'am, I haven't called you a name.
I don't really care. Listen, I am a mother of three. For you to sit there and say that O.J. Simpson, what he did was okay, and for you to say what your son did was okay, I can understand why your son's doing this, because you must be the worst figure of a father there is. I don't care how smart your son is.
I stayed with the boy. His mother walked out on him, all right? This tramp that I married, she was a dancer, and it was my mistake. It was my mistake. But I
okay,
stayed
that's
with that
no
boy.
Excuse. No matter, oh. I understand that your son is intelligent, and I think that's wonderful. But your son is no different than any other human being on this planet. If he pulls a crime, he's got to pay the time. Okay, he can pay the time and then go to college. But you know what? If he's that smart, he wouldn't have done this kind of crime.
Well,
he obviously has no common sense.
Why should he trust women when his tramp mother?
You keep calling her a tramp, sir. Was she sleeping around?
Oh, absolutely, yes, sir.
Who cares?
Right, but I mean,
well, who cares? Well,
yeah.
I tell you what, when your husband does that to you, you tell me whether you care or not. I can tell you it burns. It burns worse than any kind of venereal disease you've ever had.
Okay, are we talking about you or are we talking about your son's problem?
Well, we're talking about it was his mother. It was his mother.
Okay.
Don't you call that his problem?
No.
I'm right here.
Listen, I'm a listener on your show, and I got to tell you, the last three or four
my
shows that I've listened to.
My son has been scarred by that tramp of a mother, and I work very hard to warn him about women.
The last? Are you running the show, or is the?
Well, what are you doing? You're talking to. I'm the guest.
No, I want to talk to the. I want to talk to Phil. Okay.
I understand
it,
but I'm the guest.
The last three nights that you had the most idiotic people on it, I can't
calls.
Believe they're real people.
I don't know what the point of what you're saying, ma'am. What I'm trying to do is we're at a time of the year when kids are applying for college. And their SATs and their GPAs.
Well, she doesn't get it. Have you been to college, ma'am?
Okay, you know what, sir?
Yeah,
yes, I have.
All
can
right,
I tell you something?
And
can
I
tell you something?
I have a son who is very
I have a feeling that you're not the father of this child because you're stupid
yeah,
for him to have an IQ that high.
I'll tell you what, you can insult me all you want, but you should talk to his mother, who's probably someplace in a shooting gallery.
Well, good for her. It's probably better than being with someone as ignorant as you.
Just like you women to run out on your kids.
All right.
I have three children, and I'm married. I've been married for 16 years.
16
and it doesn't
years,
matter. My
16
children,
years to the same guy?
If my son did the same thing your son did, I think he deserves to be punished. You don't go beat up
I didn't say
a bad lady.
You don't get punished. I told him it was wrong.
Well, is that all you did?
He's an intelligent boy. Man, I bet you see a bus go through town and you dream about hopping on and leaving your kids and getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to the FBI.
To the FBI?
Yeah. You know, big career.
Would you pull that one out of a cloud?
A big career.
I mean, what sense did that make?
Getting all the way to the FBI, a big career. Don't you dream about having a big career?
I don't know. What was your IQ level were tested?
Or do you just have a big rear? See? Yeah. See, I can laugh after the tramp left me.
Well, look, I'm going to make this point, and it's been made before. You sound as if you've got an issue with women, and it sounds like you passed it on to your son.
I passed it on to my son. The tramp walked out on him.
Okay, stop making excuses for yourself.
And Linda, you know, what's your point, okay? 16 years, so what? You still live with your kids?
Yes, I have three children. My point is your son deserves to pay for the crime he did, to learn something from it. And if he doesn't pay the crime, that crime will get more serious and more serious.
Read my lips. 4.5 GPA with honors, 1460 SATs. Sorry if your kid can't even come up to half of that.
Manson. Does that mean he should have got off?
Manson? You got his GPA?
Manson's a very intelligent man.
Okay, thanks, Linda. I got to move on. Manson?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Manson. Oh, no, I said Manson.
Oh, you're right. You said it. Let me go to 1-800-449-8686. Albert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Albert?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I'm talking to the goddess on the phone. Sir, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm in the same situation you are. I have 5 kids. I don't have their mothers and stuff, but that doesn't give you no right to sit there and talk about the kid's mother. You don't know if that kid is listening to you. You are setting that kid up for failure. That kid is going to be a failure. I don't care how many SATs that kid passed. I don't care how much GPA that kid has. If he's out there doing stuff like he's doing right now, he's going to be behind bars.
Let me say it,
I'll listen to you. I'm a good listener, like you are.
Right, let the man
I waited an hour to talk to you because you are setting that kid up for failure, and you sound like the same thing that kid is. So what that lady did that?
You know,
you don't come and drag the lady down because that's what she did.
Wait a minute, gentlemen.
Hold on.
And now the whole point is you can't even understand that you're hurting your own son.
Now let's have a dialogue here. Hold on.
You say what you have to say.
All right, let's have a dialogue here.
Hold on, Phil. I just want to say, Albert, to you, a 4.5 is probably a high jump. And
now, what is that supposed to mean?
No, that's the problem his son has right now. That's his problem his son has. He should be. If I was him, I would have took myself off and I would have whooped my son's butt. That's what I would have done.
Well, I think that's entirely appropriate.
I would ask Albert, you know who Kobe Bryant is, okay? All right, so he raped
this
girl.
Yes, I do.
All right, so maybe he raped this girl. Do you think he should go away for 20 years? No, he's a special guy.
If he raped that girl, he should go away for as many years as he does. He deserves.
Because
you cannot go around forcing nobody to do nothing.
Now, what are the Lakers
going to
do without him? What are the Lakers do without him, though?
Who cares what the Lakers?
Who cares about the damn Lakers?
Well, see, you don't get it about special people, man.
I get it about special people because I'm special myself, okay?
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah.
How big was the bus you used to ride to
school? I don't run around putting my kids up on a pedestal that's going to fall and make them hurt themselves. You know what? It's not the kid, it's you.
A 4.5 isn't a diving score, okay?
All right. Albert, thank you for your call, sir.
Thank
Good
you.
Points. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This kid's SATs are high. Does it forgive him beating up a bag lady?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Mr. Green, Robert Green is with us. Your son has a 4.5. I understand that. Your son has a 1460 SAT. I understand that.
Well, you're saying it like it's no big deal.
But you're telling me he flipped off a teacher, he was involved in beating up a bag lady, he was involved in pistol whipping a woman, tying her up and taking her car on a joyride. These things are dangerous crimes.
I do not deny that at all, Phil. I'm not saying that they're not dangerous, and I'm not saying that they're not should not be punished. But when I say that, then you turn around and you just let 1460 SAT go in one ear, not the other.
No, I don't, sir.
Well, yes, I think you do. And a 4.5 with honors. And also a tramp for a mother. And I've been married 3 times since his mother left. They've all left the boy and me. Why? Because they don't like Ryan. They say he scares them because he's intelligent and he's being wooed by Yale. And these women are all resort trash and casino trash.
Sir, has it occurred to you that maybe you shouldn't marry casino trash?
These are mistakes I've made, yes. Absolutely. But a man sits at a table, a man has a gin and tonic, he gets it from a very friendly young cocktail waitress who he begins to talk to. She seems to have the same interests as he does. And nature takes its course. You blame my son for that? I don't think it's right.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Chris. Chris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Sir, I think that
yes, ma'am.
Your son does definitely think out of the box, and but he thinks in a different box, in a different frame of reference. It sounds to me that you have some real bad energy about women because of his mom, and you've passed this on to your son. No normal child.
Well, not just his mother, but the four
wives
I've had.
You're not letting me talk.
The four wives I've had. Well, I've had four wives, so don't just say one woman.
Yeah, but you're saying you're calling his mother, his birth mother, the woman that's his biological mother, a tramp. You have conditioned him to think this way. The things that he has done to women are horrible. I don't care what kind of an SAT score he gets. I don't care what kind of grades he gets. If he cannot function in society because he does those types of things, then he's not going to be a healthy, happy individual.
Right.
I have a daughter that's in college. I've been married for 20 years to the same man, to a great relationship, a great marriage. We support
each other.
So you're
calling up to tell me how much better you are than me. That's fine.
No, what I'm saying is it didn't matter about my daughter's SAT score. She didn't have a 4.5, and she didn't have 14.
You're missing. J. Edgar Hoover wore a dress. J. Edgar Hoover wore a dress, and because he wore a dress, you would not want him to be the head of the FBI.
I don't care about that if you wear a dress or whatever he did. I don't care what his sexual preference is or what he does. I don't care what your sexual preference is as long as you are kind to people and kind to women.
Wearing a dress?
It sounds to me, sir, that you do not know what you're doing with women and you have passed this on to your son.
I can tell you've had a cocktail.
Pardon me?
You've had a cocktail this evening. You sound like
the
woman
drink. I do not drink. And you need
Well, you're talking like this. You have a thought that... There's a little bit of a slur going on.
Mind. I don't drink. I'm a logical and a rational person who has a very big organization in San Francisco. And I think you need to look at yourself and what you're doing.
Oh, here we go. A big organization in San Francisco.
Tell me, what do you do, sir?
Lesbians what is this, a lesbian deal? Because
First of all, you commented on the man before. You were a racist to him. Now you're a sexist to me.
Everybody's racist.
I'm heterosexual. I'm married. You know what?
Oh, you hate being called a lesbian, so you hate lesbians. Is that it? See, that's
what's your language, ma'am?
Well, she's
I don't
from
care.
San Francisco. She all those lesbians talk that way. And the idea that this lady would...
Hold on for a minute. She said she didn't care?
She said the F word, and then she said she didn't care.
You heard that?
Yes, I heard it.
All right, well, don't say it like you're a kid.
Well, you're going to hang up on her?
Yes, I'll hang up on her, because she used a dirty word. But
that drunk said...
She says she doesn't drink.
She sounds just like three of the four ex-wives that I've got. They say, they're coming home. And stuff like that. And the boy would hear it on the speakerphone. And I'd always put my hands over the boy's ears. I'd say, son, she's a woman. That's the way they all talk. You have sex. That kind of stuff used to make me vomit.
All right, let's go to Nam Young. Nam Young, hello. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bob Green.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Nam Young. How are you?
Yeah, fine. How are you?
Good, ma'am.
I just I just want to say to you.
Are you Chinese?
You know, no, I am a Korean American.
Yes,
I've
ma'am.
Been living in the United States for 27 years, and also I travel around the world and leave many countries. I just would like to say to you.
And you leave a lot of countries, did you say, ma'am? I didn't hear you.
She's lived in a lot of countries.
Yes.
All right.
My husband was a diplomat. I have two sons. But I just like to say to you,
yes, ma'am.
You still have a chance to teach your son, which is right and wrong. And especially, he is so smart. Please don't waste it.
Well, it's a good point. You know, listening to you, Nam-Young,
it is nothing wrong to tell him when he do wrong. You let him know he did it wrong. Just like you... No, your
right.
wife was something wrong, and when your son is doing wrong, you should let him know he did the wrong thing. And
that's
also, when he do the right thing, you encourage him he do the right thing.
When I listen to you, it reminds me. Ever see that kung fu deal? And the guy would always say, "Hey, grasshopper." Yeah.
Will you stop it already? The lady's making a very, very good point.
I know he did the wrong.
I am certified martial art instructor too, but. You know, English is my second language, but it doesn't
You're
matter
kidding.
When it's a right and wrong. It doesn't matter.
Right,
There's
right.
no boundaries, you know?
You want me to let him know when he's wrong?
When he's
yes,
wrong.
Of course, especially the people I love. I'm going to let them know when they do wrong things. I'm going to let them know why they did the wrong things.
You know, one of the things that I
because
find
Because I love them.
You know the things
if
I find...
I didn't love them, I didn't
of
care.
Of course. One of the things I find fascinating when I meet Asian people is that their mouths are still moving after they stop talking. And you see that on movies.
Okay, you being a smartass?
No, sir.
Well, what does that mean?
When you meet Asian, when you see an Asian movie.
It's dubbed in English.
That's why the mouth moves even when they stop talking?
Yeah.
You know, sir, I'm proud of...
You know, I haven't kissed a woman without the stench of vodka permeating her jowls for many, many years, Sam Young. And that's why I guess I've turned my son off to women, because, frankly, they drink. And they drink heavily. Now, you sound like a responsible woman, but then you're not born of this country. You were born in a very respectful society, the Korean society. American women, they drink and they breathe clam juice all over you.
No, you're wrong, sir.
Well,
I lived in the United States
I wasn't
27
fortunate
years.
Enough. I wasn't fortunate enough to marry a Korean woman. I should have.
I see a lot of American women are nice, too. I mean, it's just good and bad is everywhere, no
oh,
matter
sure.
where you go.
That red wine will make you nice for about an hour. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let me ask you something. Do you guys eat that pickled cabbage?
Oh, come on, man.
Yes, I do.
I love it.
And I love
it.
Them.
Yeah.
I love them.
Can I ask you a question?
But would you do me a favor?
Do you guys eat dog?
Pardon me?
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Dog? Yeah, some countries eat them,
okay.
But I know they're wrong.
It is wrong. It's
right?
as wrong as breathing
yes.
clam juice on a man.
And you know that's wrong, but
dog.
Why don't you know when your son is doing wrong?
Exactly.
Especially
good point.
The one you love
Help
more.
That boy now so that when this antisocial behavior of his will, if you keep empowering
exactly.
him, he'll turn into like Lex Luthor or something. He'll turn into a, you know.
Like a criminal mastermind?
Yes. Something like that.
Nam-Young, you have,
yes.
You, as an Asian woman, when Asian women drink, they sing songs from South Pacific. When a white woman drinks, she's, oh, God, she's on a pool table. I wish I'd married a Korean woman when she sings, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. Oh, I'm going to wash that man, you know?
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah?
You know, when you socialize with the people,
yeah.
maybe you need to close your eyes so you can see that's Asian
that's
or
point.
Western or European or something, you know?
Well, I just find Asian women more beautiful and respectful than any other woman I've ever met. And say
Thank
when
you
I
very
say,
much, but I tell you what.
When I say meow, do
Asian
I remind you of dinner? I'm just curious.
All right.
That's Asian woman's eyes.
Uh-huh.
When I came to this country, and I look at the American woman, I mean, they are great. You know
yeah,
why?
But they can't sit there and
they take
go,
care of the home.
Eyes,
this is
Holly.
From my eyes. We are looking yeah. at the American woman. Okay.
How can you look at you? A lot of times, you guys look like your eyes are closed, but they're not.
You have
see,
to look
the
at the good
thing.
Side too.
Right.
You have to look at the good side. They take
exactly.
care of the homes, cleaning house,
yep.
and they also go to work.
Well, they're filthy
and
too.
Come
American
home,
women.
They take care of you.
I think Korean women are intelligent, educated, and keep a hell of a house. And on top of everything else. After an intimate evening with cocktails and beautiful romance, they can go, Valley High is calling, you know. So to me, why didn't I marry a Korean woman? It'll forever be the bane of my existence. But I thank you for calling.
Well,
I want to go and just be alone with my thoughts. I've got a cigar. I got a Cuban cigar I want to smoke. Nah, I can't take it anymore.
You want your son to be success, and I think you got the wonderful son. Oh, please, you know,
Ryan,
try to teach him.
All right, listen, Nam Young, thank you.
Thank you. I hope he got the message.
I think he did, and you were very kind in giving it. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Green? Mr. Green, are you there, sir?
Yeah, right here. Ryan, where's the DVD for South Pacific? Hello?
Get out of here.
Oh, belly hard.
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686.
I like how you lock out all your bits with get out of here. It's a real punchline, isn't it?
Oh, well, get a load of you. What, are the theater critic?
I'm doing a cover story for the LA Weekly.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. The Phil Hendry Show is back. Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
You know, Dr. Sandler, I have heard a lot of things in my...
Dr. Sandler, not Dern Siedner, which is what you just said.
Whatever your name is.
Dr. Sandler, Jesus Christ. Are you drunk?
No. Mm. Listen, you know what? You are so impertinent and rude. Disrespectful to women in general.
I don't see how
I would like you to listen to me and shut up
for
a minute, okay?
I'd love to listen to you, but please don't characterize my comments. I'm trying to...
I'm not the only one. I've never called a talk show in my life. But I've got to tell you that if you have a license, you should lose it. And there's no way they should legalize anything that you're even talking about. And... ice cream. I mean, you don't call or disrespect women and call them stupid. And I can tell you what, I have a hell of a lot more brain in me than you have in you. You couldn't even do the work I do. You are
a complete idiot. I don't know.
I agree with every woman that's called you. You do not know what you're talking about.
Do you hear what the women are saying?
Violence should not be used, period.
Tracy,
ever.
If my
and
wife...
disrespecting women.
I'm not.
Where do you get off disrespecting anybody and calling them what you called on this show tonight? You have no right in being on this show, and you know
I'll
what? I'm so
what,
sorry for you.
If my wife came home as drunk as you are now,
I don't want to go to you.
I'd be forced to slap her.
What?
I said if
you'd
my wife.
You'd be forced to slap her. You want to slap every woman that called your show tonight because you don't like to hear the truth.
No, but if my wife came home as drunk as you are now, I would.
Oh, what? For crying out loud, I'm not drunk.
Well, then you have some brain malady, because you started
off... malady? Well, you know what? You're talking to a professional RN who takes care of children with cancer every single day of her life.
Maybe you want to tell the
boss. Who works her ass off. And I got to tell you something. You're an idiot.
Ma'am,
You have no right. I wish you didn't dwell on this earth. I've never heard anybody like you whatsoever.
You know, I don't believe you. You know, they always bring up the, I'm a cancer nurse, just to try to get sympathy.
Oh,
maybe you
want to
tell... You know what? You should tell the bartender to ease off the heavy pour. Hey,
you are a jerk.
Tell the bartender.
A plain and simple jerk.
Can I tell you how you sound? Hold your tongue.
You know what? I don't care how. You can tell me whatever you want.
Look, I got
to
jump in here.
It doesn't matter to me because you have the size of a pea brain, okay?
All right. I want to say something to you.
Are you a doctor or are you a child, sir?
I'm a doctor.
Then quit making fun of the way the lady talks. What a child.
She talks as if she's holding onto her tongue. Dr. Sandler, I think you're the worst piece of crap I ever heard.
I'm talking on my cell phone. I've never called a talk show in my life, but you angered me so much that I had to make this phone call.
When your boyfriend slaps you for making chicken when he asks for pork chops, don't come crying to me.
4 years.
You know what, Mr. Henry? You and Debbie can go to the eternal Bunsen burner.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I'm just really finding it difficult to understand how this individual can say the American population. What percent is he talking about?
Well, ma'am, how many people vote? How many people vote? Okay, that answers your question.
Wait.
We don't vote because we don't know how to do it.
No, sir. Do you read?
Well, ma'am.
Do you read the ballot?
I mean, the ballot, ma'am.
You're making a choice.
You're making a choice
not to educate yourself.
That's how
I look at it.
No, no, ma'am. I'm trying desperately, but you can't say that 90% of the electorate in this country is so stupid that they're making a choice.
No, you're saying that.
Well, no. Well, they are stupid, but it's not that they're making a choice to be stupid. It's nobody's helping us.
No,
how come most people
don't need to help you to educate yourself?
How come most people don't? Oh, really? Okay, how come we send kids to school then? Don't they need help?
I rest my case.
We
have teachers to help them.
I rest my case.
And we have parents.
Who helps us?
I help my children.
No, but I'm saying American voters are, I don't want to say they're stupid, but they're dumb because they don't know what they're doing because nobody explains. You tell me. What is Super Tuesday? What does that mean?
That means when we're going to go vote. That means when we have a choice, a voice
wait,
this nation.
Okay, so when
you're
vote,
saying the population, you know what you're trying to say, American people, I'm really sorry, but you're not a majority of the American people who don't vote.
Ma'am.
You're a person who chooses not to educate themselves on this issue.
Ma'am, my secretary...
Did you just do that? I just can't
I'm sorry. I was drinking a Coke with my son. I'm very sorry. My secretary, Karen Wallace, told me, what do you think about John Kerry, Mr. Bozell? And I said he was, I thought she was talking about somebody else, John Kerry,
sir,
the comedian.
If that means you're not listening to the radio, you're not listening to TV, that means you're not reading. You're not reading the newspaper, you're not reading the media, magazines.
But you work in the media, so you're going to have access to that, okay?
I don't work in the media, sir. I work in a retail store.
No, you indicated.
I didn't graduate from a university.
You indicated you work in the media.
No, I did
not. Yes, you did.
I said you do not know.
The lady didn't say that.
Well, I heard her say that she worked in some form of media. Do you have a boyfriend or a husband?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's where a lot of women do get their information from.
No.
Hold on. From men.
I'm independent. I have an individual mind, and I choose my own opinion.
Okay, whatever you say.
My husband is here standing next to me having this conversation. I am.
Whatever you say.
Well, sir, are you doubting that this woman can form her own opinions and get her own information?
I am telling you, sir, and I'm telling the lady, 90% of the American people don't vote. Is it because they're bad? No, it's because the media's made us stupid and we don't know what we're doing. And I don't even know what a delegate... Tell me what... You said you know what Super Tuesday is.
Sir, you know what happened? Sir, can I ask you a question?
Do you know what Super Tuesday is?
I think people choose not to vote. It's a choice.
I'll tell you who this sounds like. Christine Devine from Channel 11. Are you Christine Devine from Channel 11?
Absolutely not.
Well, ma'am, I know you're a lady, and I don't want to offend you, but I think you're a liar.
Mr. Bozell, this lady is calling from San Jose, not from Los Angeles.
Well...
Bill Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
The Bill Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism.
You getting custody of your grandson?
Yes, sir. Right now we are attempting to get custody of my grandson following the weekend, and we're very concerned about the home that he's in now. My daughter and my son-in-law. Right now they live in Portland, Oregon, but they were down for the Easter holiday.
Well, what happened? Tell me specifically about your situation, sir.
Yes, sir. My daughter. Actually, they'd come down the last three Easters. My daughter and son-in-law this past weekend had us up for Easter, and they served a honey-baked ham, and that's when I made the comments that I did. Now, I served in Korea because your producer asked me to explain.
I want to get the connection now. They brought a honey-baked ham out for Easter dinner last night.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
All right, go ahead and explain.
I'm a Korean War veteran. I served in the United States Navy in 1950-1952 in the Korean conflict. And I could tell you, sir, I saw a lot of young men lose their lives in service to this country. A lot of those young men were young Jewish boys. And the fact that some Christians blame them for killing Jesus I don't know about the Mel Gibson movie, but... they use this as an excuse to insult the Jewish people by serving the honey-baked ham on Easter. And I told him...
Now, you feel your son-in-law is anti-Semitic? because he baked this ham for Easter?
You know, Mr. Henry, I understand that my grandson is in a very bad situation. My grandson is living with a man who is either a Jew hater or is an insensitive imbecile. And as a combat veteran, you have to understand that we have a little bit more right to speak out on these things than other Americans. This past weekend...
No, but I want to get to the point here. You feel your grandson is being raised by an anti-Semite, your son-in-law.
Yes, sir, I do. Or at the very least, an utter imbecile who doesn't understand what these things mean, which could turn my grandson... And they talk about kids turning into a fire nut or playing with roadkill and this kind of thing.
You made a statement in the paper about the serving of a honey-baked ham on Easter that caught the eye of a few local church officials, and I want to find it here. Maybe Janice has it.
What I said was I consider myself to be a Christian.
You do?
Yes, sir. That's how I was raised, and that's how my wife worships. My wife worships over here at the Alhambra Presbyterian. But I draw the line at disrespecting my fellow veterans who gave their lives for this country. And the serving of the pork product on Easter is the Christian way of saying, you killed Jesus, so we're getting back at you by eating the meat of the cloven hoof beast, which does not abide by kosher law. Now, when you eat ham on Easter or any of the byproducts of the pork, you are either anti-Jewish or you're so stupid and insensitive that there is a question of custody.
All right, we're talking with Lloyd Bonafide. He's a gentleman from Alhambra. You're retired, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Now, you were in the heating and plumbing business, right?
Well, yes, sir. I got into the heating and plumbing and right after I got out of the service.
Your son-in-law... Why do you not indict your daughter, by the way?
My daughter has told me... Because I questioned her quite carefully. She said, oh, this is Ray's deal. Ray's always loves to go and get the honey-baked ham. And I said, are you trying to tell me that for the four previous Easters that you've come to our home in California, that you would have been eating the ham? And she said, yes, Father.
But does she seem surprised by this?
My daughter is a traditional woman in that she believes, well, this is Ray's deal, that's my son-in-law's deal, he could just do the ham.
But she doesn't see any anti-Semitism?
I don't know that she's really aware, socially aware of what it means. But I will say this. Women, a lot of women, get sucked in by abusive husbands, and I think she's probably codependent on his abuse of my grandson.
All right, Lloyd, give me a moment here to... recap for my audience that just joined us. The Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The serving of ham at Easter is perceived by you, sir, to be anti-Semitic because Christians have basically said, well, you killed Jesus, so here he is on Resurrection Day. We're going to eat ham to insult you. And you believe your son is being raised by an anti-Semite, your son-in-law.
Well, this isn't just something that my son's at risk, Mr. Henry. All children, I think, are at risk because it is a subtle message. And it may well be true that a lot of parents are not completely aware of the anti-Semitic implications of serving the baked ham. But I will tell you this, that the children, nonetheless, are being sent a very strong anti-Jewish message. And as a Korean War veteran and a man who fought for this country and saw a lot of young Jewish soldiers die, I will tell you...
All right, I understand you're a little emotional. Our number, 1-800...
No, I'm fine, sir.
All right, let me give our number, 1-800-449-8686. You made a reference to Christ's crucifixion in this article that I read, Mr. Bonafide.
I'm sorry?
Where are you right now?
I'm just at the Alhambra batting cage right now. Get in line here, one of the cages.
All right, you made a reference in one of the interviews to Jesus Christ's crucifixion.
Yes, I was just reflecting the belief of most veterans that when you raise a child in a home where they serve this kind of thing on Easter, a ham on Easter, they'll understand the significance.
Well, maybe that's what we need to do. Ham is not kosher. A lot of Jewish folks don't keep a kosher kitchen, but nonetheless, it is not kosher food. So eating ham on Easter, you say, is a slap to the face?
It's blatant Jew hatred. It's not have slapped anyone's face. Anyone that serves a ham on Easter is making a very clear statement. The Jews killed Jesus. I hate them, and I'm going to insult them by sucking on a ham bone, which I find to be untenable. And you raise a child in a home where they serve it, the honey-baked ham on Easter, you're taking the first baby steps toward raising a classic Jew hater. And I'm one guy that won't do it.
Also, the comments about Mel Gibson's father, Hutton Gibson.
Yes, sir.
What I found those to be... you made some statements about the way Mel Gibson was raised.
Well, you said it. Hutton Gibson, Mel Gibson's father, is a real classic Jew hater from way back. And he is very free with the information that not an Easter went by in their home, in the Gibson home, that they didn't serve the glazed honey ham. And you could almost see the child, Mel Gibson, as his eyes, you know, light up, ready to eat some pork and hock one up on the Jewish veterans.
I got to tell you, Mr. Bonafide, eating ham on Easter, I never connected with being anti-Semitic.
Well, most people don't, but I can tell you that I do, a lot of veterans do, and we don't care. I'm at a point in my life, I don't care what people believe, but by God, making their children participate in this ceremony of Jewish hating, and they don't mind being called Jew haters. What I want to stop them from doing is raising their children that way, and I'll tell you, I stood at the Easter table at my daughter's home, and I raised my glass, and I thanked everyone for their hard work, and I looked at her husband, and I said, by the love of Jesus, I'll get my grandson away from you and all of this ham, God willing. And I didn't yell. I sat down.
You said this to your son-in-law?
Yes, sir.
What did he do?
Well, he looked at me with these eyes that were as wide as the moon, I guess, and you could tell he felt guilty. And I walked to the center of the table, I picked the platter up with the ham on it, and I threw it out onto the driveway, and that's...
Well, sir, did you make this comment, they could crucify Jesus 100 more times if it would save the life of one veteran?
No, sir, I did not. I said they could, for all I cared, if it would stop people from eating ham on the Easter. Now, I fought for this country.
All right, I understand. All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know whether people are aware, but it is perceived, at least by this gentleman, and he claims others, that eating ham on Easter is a classic anti-Semitic statement, that ham, pork, etc., the cloven-hoofed beast, is non-kosher and is therefore not a dish served in a traditional Jewish home. It is served on Easter as a Christian message to Jews, basically of one of insult. He says that as a veteran, he saw a lot of Jewish soldiers die in Korea. He doesn't like it. He thinks his grandson is in jeopardy living in a home where they're serving ham, meaning he's being raised in an anti-Semitic home. One of the things this guy made clear to you, Janice, is he doesn't really care about the adults who serve the ham. He thinks children growing up in homes where they're serving a ham at Easter are in jeopardy. Well, he's part of a group called Extended Family Outreach, which is a group of grandparents who believe in getting custody of their grandchildren. And that's what he's trying to do. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will return in a moment.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio speed trap. Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And I've got it right here if you want.
All right. I'm talking with Lloyd Bonafide, a Korean War veteran who believes the eating of ham on Easter is an anti-Jewish statement. And you fought with a lot of Jewish soldiers in Korea, and you think it's a disgrace to them.
Well, I think that it's an insult to them and to the children, the grandchildren that are being raised in these homes where they eat the ham. And I don't care about what anybody thinks. We're worried about the children. Now, I have the quotes here from the Jewish Torah, and it says, these are the beasts which ye shall eat above all the beasts, whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven hoofed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye not eat.
Well, that says that those are the ones they should eat. Those are the ones they should eat.
And the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven hoofed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he's unclean to you. See what I'm saying? So in other words, the ham on the day that Jesus supposedly come out of this cave that he was living in is an insult to the Jewish folks. So we're going to try to get custody.
Are you recommending that children be taken from homes where they serve ham?
I am recommending that child... I already stated this to your producer, sir.
No, tell me again. Are you recommending the children...
I am recommending, Mr. Henry, that children living in homes where the ham... honey-baked ham is served on Sundays, Easter Sunday, there should be some investigation by Child Protective Services as to anti-Semitism or other hate speech.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Serving ham on Easter, anti-Semitic, Jewish hatred, and should children who are living in homes where they serve this stuff be... kept there. Here is Lisa. Lisa, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Lloyd Bonafide.
Hey. You know, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, okay? I have a son and a daughter both. I have had ham.
Are you a Korean War veteran? Are you a Korean War veteran?
My son is in Baghdad right now.
Well, I think he'd be ashamed of the fact that you're serving ham.
It is a celebration, sir. There is too much hatred going on in this world right now.
I agree with you.
There is too much child abuse, actual child abuse.
Yes, I totally agree. And why are you perpetrating it by serving this ham, which states that Jewish folks can't eat the honey-baked ham?
Sir, my son is a veteran over in Baghdad as we speak.
Well, he'd be very ashamed, I think.
For this country with Jewish and African-Americans, Chinese, Vietnamese, every walk of life, okay? He does not hate anyone. They are all his brothers right now working for the same cause.
Exactly. Why do you perpetrate it by serving the ham?
Perpetrate what, sir? That is only your belief.
The hatred of the Jew. See, when I watched my grandson look at that honey-baked ham when my son-in-law brought it out to dinner, and I could see the hate starting to course through his mind.
That's in the eyes of the person.
Let me say something here.
Lisa,
like many people, serves ham at Easter. I had ham at Easter. There's no hatred in her heart. Couldn't it possibly be that we are unaware of this?
Well, that's why I said either you're anti-Semitic or you're insensitive to a fault. To think that you'd serve ham and not even consider that your children may want to go and play with roadkill. Or do something antisocial as the result is beyond me. As a grandfather and as a Korean War veteran, I detest it.
Well, I am also a grandparent.
What do you mean, play with roadkill? Kids going to go out. What does that mean?
Mr. Henry, are you familiar with the Torah and its prohibition against the eating of pork?
Yes, you just read it. I've been familiar with it for years.
That's what I'm talking about.
How is eating a ham saying that I hate Jewish people? I don't understand that.
Because they say that the Jews killed Jesus, and so to get back at the Jews, they slopped down a big, filthy, greasy ham on Easter.
Okay, and
so where does it say
that they served ham on Easter? Where are you getting your
information
from?
You're serving ham on Easter. It's a tradition.
How did this tradition start?
Where are you getting your information from? Where does it say that they put a honey-glazed ham on the table?
It is tradition since the early Christian times that it was the idea of one of the apostles, let's eat a ham and stick it to them.
Okay, who?
One of the apostles.
One of the apostles said, let's eat ham to show the Jewish folks how much we disapprove of them.
Yes, and it's obvious this woman's already... You see, you are resisting it, Lisa. That's what worries me.
I am proud of my son. I've raised him on beans and cornbread and ham on Easter and turkey on Thanksgiving
Now he's over in Iraq. Does he get along with Jews? Probably not.
Does. Yes, he does. He doesn't look at anyone. My son was raised with Southern tradition.
But the
he looked at everyone
is,
without looking at skin color or creed.
Southern
That's how
tradition.
I raised my child.
Ma'am, can you say that you're proud of the ham?
I'm proud of my son. It
Are
doesn't matter what
ham?
He puts in his mouth. It matters what's in his heart.
Well, I can tell you, dear, that when it comes to my grandson, it matters what he puts in his mouth. Thank you very much, and I don't want to get graphic. But I can
it
tell
shouldn't matter what's in his heart, okay? That's what should matter.
Look,
and
this lady's...
Your
this,
feeling for him is full of hatred.
This,
you are teaching
this,
that child to hate.
This woman's son is a man of egalitarian view. He is a guy who embraces everybody, and yet he was raised eating ham.
Did you serve ham on Easter?
Yes, I did.
You did? All right, I would question how well you know your son. I'm very sorry.
Well, so what does that mean?
I mean, I don't think she knows her son as well as she thinks.
All right.
I know my son
All right.
very well.
Lisa,
thank you.
Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
And to me, Phil, it's obvious this woman has already taught her son the Jew hate. All I could do is stop her from infecting her grandchildren. And I've already told my grandson that he will be safer living with Grandpa. And I think that's the message I want to send to all the grandparents tonight. Tell your grandchildren, if they're shaken and they've been traumatized by the ham, that they can live with you and you'll do what you can. And there's organizations that can help.
Well, Mr. Bonafide, the idea of eating ham on Easter being some kind of an anti-Semitic statement proffered by one of the apostles is particularly disturbing. You say one of the apostles came up with a bright idea one day, let's get back at the Jews by eating ham on Easter?
Mr. Henry, I don't know how it came about, but one of the apostles said we must make a statement against the Jews hammering, you know, Jesus up on the cross. So one of them said that he had a brother-in-law who was in the ranching business, and he had a oversupply that year of pork chops, and that's...
So this tradition dates back to early Christianity.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Serving ham, which is prescribed in Jewish law, is anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, and therefore is hateful to serve ham on Easter. 1-800-449-8686, and the children are the ones that are suffering. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It's not news, it's the Phil Hendry Show.
He didn't have the combat.
On
the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, Mr. Bonafide, tell me again. You walked into the Portland Ralphs. You were in Portland, Oregon this past weekend. You're a son-in-law.
And the other thing you need to understand is Portland is, Oregon is a notorious center for anti-Semitism and skinheads.
That may be, it may not be. You went into the Portland Ralphs. You walked over to where the ham is sold?
Yes, sir. There's a honey-baked ham, and I told my son, and I went over to the manager, and I said, you know, I got to tell you, Mr. Henry, I'm a veteran, and I'm almost 73 years of age, but I'll tell you something right now. I walked over to the meat manager, and I said, you know, you got a smile, because he said, may I help you, with a big smile on his face. I said, you got a big smile on your face, selling that pork while Jewish boys died in Korea. And he looked at me with that look like, you know, oh, it's not my fault. You know, that's the thing about what happens to people. It's never anybody's fault.
It's possible, sir, you stunned the man. It's possible.
You know, a few more people ought to be stunned into the reality that a lot of young soldiers died in Korea. A lot of them were Jewish and serving and your pork chops. It spits all over them.
1-800-449-8686. This is Bob. Bob, you're a Korean War vet, correct?
That's correct.
Lloyd, this is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, I'm in a perfect position to refute everything this gentleman is saying.
How are you doing,
Number
Bob?
One, I'm a Korean veteran. Number two,
God
I'm
God bless
Jewish.
You. God bless
number,
you.
Number three, there are no Jews who believe what you're saying. The Christians have every right to eat ham on Easter or any other time.
Well, I don't
Torah
that,
is written for Jews, not for Christians.
I understand.
So it looks to me like this is just some ploy for you to get control of your grandson. This
sir,
has nothing to do with anti-Semitism.
Well, sir, I mean,
there are lots of anti-Semitism. There's lots of anti-Semitism in the world, but it has nothing to do with Christians eating ham or anything else on Easter.
Well, sir, I can tell you, as raised a Christian, I did some research on this.
Well, I've raised a Jew, and I think I know a little bit more about anti-Semitism than you do.
Well, I'm simply saying.
I'm sure you've never suffered any anti-Semitism.
Let me tell you, any anti-Semitism that suffered Jews has nothing to do with ham on Easter. Do you eat ham, sir?
I don't eat ham. But
there
I'm a
you
Jew.
Go. That's perfect. That's exactly what I'm
talking. A Jew. If I were a Christian, I probably would eat ham.
But isn't it
in my law?
Don't you think it's coincidental that on the day that Jesus supposedly rose from the dead, everybody takes a greasy ham and throws it on
well,
their
that's,
table?
That's their own business.
Yeah,
this is a free country.
Bob,
Christians have a right to do what they want.
They don't
it's
have a right
anti-Semitic.
To.
Not anti-Semitic.
Not to infect
you will
their
not
children.
Find a Jew. You will not find a Jew who agrees with you.
Sir, not to infect their children with the hatred that we fought against in Korea.
Well, I was in Korea, and it has
today,
nothing to do with ham on Easter. You've somehow invented this.
Well, I don't know that you're in a position to comment on it.
Well, I'm in a better position
you
than
don't
you,
eat ham.
Because I'm Jewish.
You don't know of the debilitating
I know about
effects
anti-Semitism.
Of ham.
You don't know about anti-Semitism.
But I know
you
what
You invented this.
I know anti-Semites, and I know that they've been infected by the pork. And pork byproducts.
Well, they were anti-Semites for other reasons.
Let me ask you, Lloyd. You say today there are Americans eating honey ham sandwiches from leftover ham, and each slap is a bite. Each bite is a slap to the Jewish veteran.
That is correct, yes, sir. And I'm simply saying that as soon as we get the children out of these homes where these ham eaters, I have the ham and what is it? She said biscuits and gravy. That's where it starts, and that's where it's going to end.
All right, listen, Bob, thank you for your call.
You're quite welcome.
And Bob, God bless you for your service to our country.
Okay. Well,
all right,
get off this craziness.
Well, my grandson will not grow up to be a rapist because my son decided to give him pork chop.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Danielle?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Lloyd Bonafide. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Yes, ma'am.
The ham thing, I don't really think it's a problem. I mean, I respect his situation and what he's saying as far as him being a veteran. And
my situation? My situation,
well,
dear, is that I'm an American veteran of the Korean War.
Like I said, I understand that. But
yes, ma'am.
I'm just saying, I mean, everybody eats ham, sweetie. And if some Jews don't eat... No, listen
watch
to
that
me. Some
sweetie
Jews,
stuff. Watch the sweetie stuff.
Oh,
I'm old enough to be your grandfather, and I saw some things that would make you vomit. Now, let me tell you something.
Why are you so negative?
Are you an African-American? Let's
yes, I am.
Okay, that's
I am
why
an African-American.
African-Americans have been fighting the fight for ham for years.
What are you talking about?
You
so
people,
you're making a racist remark
a
towards me?
That's not racist. That's
yes, it is.
No,
you're talking
is
about
not.
African-Americans. I don't have nothing
you,
to do with that, sweetie. I love everybody.
Isn't it true
My
that the black folks...
My son is mixed race. What are you talking about?
Isn't it true that the black folks live... If they could live inside a pig, they would. Because that is...
No, it isn't.
What are you talking about, man? Why? There's a...
There is a propensity... Correct me
are
if I'm
serious?
Wrong.
Are you serious?
Correct me if I'm wrong. The best pork ribs are made where? Atlanta? Seattle or Vancouver?
You know what?
I guess Atlanta.
And how many black folks are down there? Tons.
Wow. You are really funny. You are really funny.
Dear,
but
I don't
like
consider
I was saying,
the, by
like
the
I
death
saying,
of my Jewish brothers
like
in Korea
saying,
as being funny.
See,
and you know what?
You don't, you're not even
while
trying to hear what nobody
mud.
Has to say. You
I saw
you
a young
talking,
Jewish
talking,
veteran.
You need to, Mr. Bonafide, you need to be quiet, sir, okay?
Well, I just want to let the lady know that I saw a young Jewish man, a veteran
I mean,
dying in the mud in Korea, and
that's
a pig walked by, and I machine gunned it.
Go ahead, please, Danielle, go ahead.
Okay. See,
you killed that pig, huh?
Yes,
said,
I did.
Yeah, go ahead.
About when he said African Americans and are you African American, automatically stereotyping my culture. You know what I'm saying? All I'm calling is to understand. I'm trying to understand where you're coming from as far as the ham thing, because I don't see a problem with the ham thing, but you do. You see what I'm saying?
But the reason why
no, see, because where you messed up was when you got on me about my culture. You don't go there.
Yeah. Well, see, Lloyd, while you defend the Jewish people, you insulted this lady.
Well, yes, may I explain
myself? You insulted me by talking about African Americans and how they.
Well, go ahead. Danielle, let him. Why did you get on that?
Because it doesn't surprise me that a young, beautiful, articulate black woman would come to the defense of ham hocks.
I'm not now, coming to
see,
the
there we go again,
ham hocks.
Man.
See, you misled.
There you go again. There you go again.
You misled at my point
exactly,
of view.
Exactly, exactly.
You misled at my point of view. I didn't come against ham hocks, okay? And I didn't even talk about no ham hocks. We're talking about a slab of ham. Where did you get ham hocks from? From my culture?
Yes, dear.
Come on now.
Isn't it true that many of our fine African-American young
women...
See,
what you're talking about is meaningless to me because everybody eats ham. Everybody eats ham hocks. Black, white, Korean, everybody eats ham.
I don't eat ham hocks.
So, and everybody cooks ham and pig.
Well, not
Chinese
in my home.
Chinese people cook pig.
Not in my home, they
Japanese
don't.
Cook pork.
No Chinese.
White people cook pig.
Now, Danielle, here's one. I love all Americans, but the Chinaman, I fought the Chinaman in Korea. And no Chinaman brings a ham into my kitchen.
You are very bitter, sweetheart.
Yeah, the part of the problem here, Lloyd.
No, I'm just going to say, no Chinaman brings a pig into my kitchen.
You are very bitter.
When's the last time a Chinese cat was going to bring up...
Do you eat Chinese food?
No, ma'am, I do not. I eat American food.
You must not know enough about Chinese food because they have...
Here, I was in Korea in the Korean War. I ate more Chinese slop over there.
Oh, goodness.
You eat the pig. You hate the Jews. That's all I'm saying.
You know, you can't just be dogmatic and say, people have been arguing against your stupid point here for 45 minutes.
And
all you just say is, this is the way it is.
I don't even eat pig. I'm just trying to understand. You know what I'm saying? And he already bashing my culture
I don't think he's bashing. I think he's doing what a lot of people do. He says, well, these people eat this, and these people eat this, and white people eat mayonnaise,
but
and Jewish people...
But it
doesn't
matter. People
Mr.
are
going to
eat whatever they want to eat. It's a free country, like Bob said. It's a
white,
free country.
White people
Why
eat
are you
mayonnaise
eating?
Because it's better than Miracle Whip. I'll tell you, that's a little joke. But I will say this.
It shouldn't even
it's
matter.
It's no secret that our beautiful young... You know that Halle Berry grew up on chitlins, okay? That's not racist. It's true. And
Halle
Berry, I wouldn't let her with it.
Why did you make it as a racist statement when you came at me?
And the other thing
Halle Berry,
as
you
gorgeous,
were the enemy like that.
As
but I'm not Halle Berry.
Well, I bet you're as beautiful as she is because you sound more intelligent.
Well, don't.
And let
don't
me say,
Danielle.
Now, here's the thing. If Eve, as beautiful and articulate as you are, if you came near my home with pork products, I'd bulldoze my house and move.
What the hell, man?
Excuse me, is the young black woman laughing at me?
Yes, she is. You'd bulldoze your house and move.
You know, dear, I remember reading an interview with Sammy Davis Jr., a wonderful entertainer, and he said he'd never eat ham. And I'll bet it was out of respect for the Jewish Korean War veteran.
You need to really, you need.
And
you
pound for pound, Sammy Davis Jr. was
you
greatest.
You need to pray and ask God to open your eyes and your heart to some things.
Pound
really
for pound.
Tripping.
Sammy Davis Jr. could kick Michael Jackson's ass.
You're taking it to a whole nother level, and you're blowing it out of proportion. You're taking it to a whole nother level. You went on black.
Are you saying that I blow?
You went on to Chinese.
You got under the Chinaman.
Over a piece of ham.
You said that you wouldn't let a Chinaman into your kitchen with a pig.
Over a piece of ham.
No, I would not. And just remember what Sammy Davis Jr. said. Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong.
I think you're sick.
Whether I find a place the world never belongs. Be me.
All right, Danielle, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Do you know her?
No, sir, I do not.
Yeah, my bear ham hock, you don't. I'll bet you go out on a Friday night and the two of you press ham.
All right, that's all I need to hear from that freak. Did you hear him early in the hour? He said the honey-baked ham and the pressed ham are, like, bad news. I had ham yesterday, and the only thing bad about it was so freaking salty, I was stopping at every McDonald's on the way back from the desert just to get myself like a big gulp, like those 32 inches, if you'll pardon the expression. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Will be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm done with you, okay?
I'm Mr. Hendry. I'm a Korean War veteran. I'd like to be heard.
I've heard everything you've had to say.
I want to be finished heard on this topic. Now, I was in Korea, and I fought for this country. And in 1952, after the ceasefire was announced, they invited us, some of these Koreans invited us up to a home up in a place called Pleiku, and they brought out, and I'll never forget it as if it was tomorrow, they brought out a Florentine ham casserole, and I machine-gunned the whole kitchen. There wasn't anyone left alive. That's how I feel about...
You're out of your mind. The Koreans brought out a Florentine ham casserole, and I machine-gunned the kitchen. I think the guy is... I think there's a twisted situation happening there, sports fans, and I really, at this particular juncture, don't want to go any further. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show. The Best of The Phil Hendry Show CD available on our website. We'll tell you more about that. As we progress this evening, we're going to be talking this evening about the situation in Iraq. You know, Janet Jackson was on Saturday Night Live. You see that? And she did a spoof about Condoleezza Rice. Because she's just so cutting edge with her humor. And then there's John Kerry and how he continues not to have any good ideas. And Jesus in a parking lot. It's all coming up. Now, this past weekend, I hope you had a good Easter. I went out to my in-laws out in Palm Springs. My mother and father-in-law live in Palm Springs, have a beautiful home out there on a golf course. It's kind of it's a California thing, I guess, where, you know, where are your folks? Oh, they're out in Rancho Mirage. And so we went out there, and we had a honey-baked ham, and it was damn good. Damn good. Anyway, I'm driving back. You know, driving back into the city, no matter where you live, at the end of an Easter weekend, it can be infuriating, it can be frustrating, it can be relatively painless if you leave at the right time, and I thought I decided to leave at the right time. I left at 9 o'clock at night last night to come back into the city from the desert, and it wasn't bad. It was crowded, but it was near as crowded as it was going to be around 3 or 4 or 5 in the afternoon. 9 o'clock. Now, if you're coming in from Palm Springs, it's kind of a scenic drive there at night. It's very dark. You're in the desert. You come up to a place called the Banning Pass, and that's where there's a lot of windmills. They have these electric windmills. Sure enough, what do I talk about on this show all the time? What do I talk about? What do I talk about when I talk about the number one lane? What is it? What is it, bud?
It's a passing lane only. You're not allowed to cruise.
That's right. Passing lane only. Well, guess what? There's Sadie and her husband Roy, and they're a Grapes of Wrath story blowing in from Oklahoma, from the Dust Bowl, and they are cruising at about 45 there in the fast lane, and keep in mind, I-10 out in the desert is about a 75-mile-an-hour speed limit, so people get going along there pretty nice. Now, not only is this guy doing the 45, there's another guy sitting to the right of him, and he's doing around 50. And it's one of those situations where I realize you shouldn't take it personal, because they don't mean it. They don't mean it personal, but it's so stupid. You have to say something. You've got to make a statement. You've got to make some statement that will forever be etched in the ether, if you will. I couldn't believe this guy, 45, right? I'm up on him, and yeah, you're right. I'm one of those guys. If you're ever, you know, in the fast lane, and some guy comes right up on your tail with the brights, that's me. That's me. Nice to meet you. So I swung around, got in front, rolled my window down, shoved my arm out and then up, pulled down the... What finger is this? This is the number one finger, isn't it? Or what's it called? Are you on? I can't hear her. Say it again. Get her mic up, will you? Now, not later, now. What is it called?
Your index finger.
Thank you. I pulled down the index finger, the number three finger, and the number four finger. So what's that leave? You got it. I stuck it up in the air and left it there for probably about six beats. Just one, two, three, as I slowly accelerated away. And my son is with me. It's not a very good example. You're right. It was a bad example. And he said to me, why'd you do that? I said, because I'm mad. Because I'm crazy, and it's probably not safe for you to be in the car with me right now, but you have no choice. So we'll just continue along, but I told him, as a way of making it up to you, when we stop at the next gas station, we'll get the big 32-ounce gulps of Mountain Dew Code Red. He goes, it's worth it. So he started flipping people off. You can say it, you know, and it doesn't matter. But I got a theory. If I keep talking about it, it's going to finally sink in. When you're in that number one lane and you're doing 55 or 60 and you think you don't have to move over, think again. You're going to get the wrong guy behind you one of these days, and there's going to be a horrible, horrible situation to have to solve. I don't want to be around for it. Move your rear end over. Get out of that lane. Learn how to drive. Get a license. Take some driving lessons. Something. If you're afraid of driving on the freeway, here's an idea. Drive on surface streets. Now, how do you make it from Palm Springs to L.A. on surface streets is anybody's guess, but I bet you there's at least one way. What do you think, Chris? I bet you we could figure out how to get to L.A. from Palm Springs all on surface streets, not having to take the interstate.
I'll get the map.
Why don't you research that? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Fair and balanced without the porn. Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, and Doug joins us from the newsroom at the Orange County Courier to talk tonight about a very interesting poll that has just been released. It seems that people in America, straight people in America, probably more to the point, are now favoring gay marriage. The survey that we're noting here, the Washington Post ABC News poll, along with the USA Today, showed a significant shift in public opinion on civil unions in recent months. The latter survey found 54% of respondents favor civil unions for gay and lesbian couples, 42% opposing them. In a poll conducted in July, 57% opposed. Something's happening, Doug Danger, and I want to talk to you about that. What do you suppose that is?
Well, Phil, I think what's happening is that straight people recognize more than ever that they are probably in some need, I think, of a instruction maybe on marriage. The best way I can think of it, there's no secret, and I think you've made that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been out of the closet myself for the last 18 months, and the roads that I've traveled as an out gay man in America have taken me down some pretty scary roads, roads of hypocrisy, roads of double standards. And when straight people have looked around at how they have treated marriage and how successful they've been in marriage, when they look back on the history of straight marriage, they are looking at, I think, a large bomb crater, one that has abused children, tormented women, divorces, drug abuse, sexual molestation. All of those things are symbolic of the straight marriage. And
you mentioned to me, by the way, Doug, that your sister and two children are staying with you right now.
That's what got me to thinking about straight people supporting gay marriage. Here's my sister Debbie, who's my older sister, not younger, older. She left her husband again. This is about the third time in the last, I'd say, year and a half. She's got her two kids in tow, and I love my sister, but she is typical of a lot of these straights. She's a little bit from white trash. She's married to some guy who works in a speed shop. The kids are filthy. She's smoking like a chimney. And she comes to her gay brother, to bail her, you know, her white trash rear end out again. She's straight. Like most straight people, she doesn't know how to be married. I think straights have finally seen the handwriting on the wall. They need some kind of roadmap, some kind of marker. And they've decided that to support gay marriage is also to save straight marriage. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've studied this, and a lot of the gay people I talk to who don't have my perception only because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, straights have finally recognized if you're straight and you look at the history of straight marriage, you're looking back on a record of failure. And the reason why straight people today support gay marriage is because they're ashamed of their own record, and they're turning to gay people to show them how. And I'm saying to all gay men and lesbians tonight, straights are asking for our help. They're gonna support gay marriage so that we can finally take part in that societal ritual and show them how a successful marriage works.
That's an interesting take in terms of straight people being sort of desperate for a role model.
I think so, and I think they have seen that they have butchered up straight marriage. They basically took straight marriage as, if you will, from if you're a believer in God. Let's say that God handed straight people marriage, and let's say marriage was a baby, a small, innocent baby. And by the time straight people handed it back to God, they'd taken a butcher knife to it. They'd put it in a microwave. They had allowed a rabid, hungry dog to feed on it while they were out to the store.
The violent imagery. You're obviously in favor of gay marriage, you being gay.
I'm in favor of gay marriage. The question is, do we want to let the straights off the hook so easy? Hundreds of years of torment and abuse at the hands of straight people, and now we're supposed to have gay marriage just so we can show straight people how to be successfully married after they took marriage as a newborn infant and fed it to hungry rats in the tenement of being straight. And that's why I'm a little bit, I guess, angry tonight. I know as a gay man and as a gay journalist, this is good for the gay community, and straight people are going to benefit because they will finally have a good working example of successful marriage.
Doug Danger joins us from the Orange County Courier on gay marriage. The polls show people favoring it more and more. I think it's going to be fascinating to find out how the political candidates for president start to flip on this one, baby, because you know they will. Don't even worry about that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We are on with Doug Danger talking about the recent trend in polls showing more and more Americans, now a majority of Americans, favoring gay marriage. You're a little resentful and you're a little bit angry about this. When you talk about the hands of abuse, the years of abuse that gay people have taken at the hands of straights.
Well, I mean, we have always...
What are you talking about specifically?
Well, let me say this. We've always been showing straight people the way anyway. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And as a gay man and a gay journalist, I've taken part in showing straight people the way. We've led the way in the arts. We've led the way in many ways in political thinking. Marvin Liebman, a founding father of conservative thinking, was gay. J. Edgar Hoover, a famous police officer, was gay. Roy Cohn, who helped fight communism, was gay. Walt Whitman, the great American poet, was gay. On and on and on we go. We have always had to show straight people how to do it right. And now, straights realize that their grip on marriage is so weak. They want us to show them the way.
But I want to comment on this anger. Do you think it's shared by other gay people, this anger tonight, that now we're going to have gay marriage because straight people need us to show them the way on how to be married? Do you think that this is shared?
I think so, yeah. I think gay people... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I speak not only for everybody when I write my columns, my entertainment columns. I'm speaking for gay people. I'm a little bit resentful. I feel like gay people are firefighters, and we've been awakened in the middle of the night. Please come and help the straight people again. And so we've got to get up and go and help the straight. I would very strongly advise my gay and lesbian brothers and sisters to continue what I think is a very healthy suspicion of straight people. A lot of you are going to see this in the near future. A lot of gay people are going to hear this. You know, someone's going to come up to you and say, oh, I'm so supportive of gay marriage. I think it's wonderful. My son is gay. My sister's gay. And you're going to be hearing a lot of this. Don't trust it. Just smile, and I would say smile and keep walking as fast as you can. In time, you'll find out who the real supporters are.
A straight person like me, if I'm saying to you right now, I support gay marriage, I always have.
You supported George Bush, though.
In his war on terror, in the war in Iraq, yes. But I do not support his stand on gay marriage. I don't think that a constitutional amendment banning it is American at all. I think it's anti-American.
But again, you're doing that so you can kiss up to gays. And you're doing it...
No, I honestly am not, Doug. I'm doing it because I believe in the civil liberties of this country, and I don't believe in limiting them to any one group.
Phil, I'll tell you this, and I've known you for a lot of years, and I think you're a decent guy, but I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I have a pretty finely attuned journalist sense. And when a straight person says to me, oh, well, I really, believe in gay marriage, if I had a revolver on me, I'd take the safety off, just to be,
All right, let's take the opposite. What if a straight person came up to you and said, I hate gay marriage, and I don't want it to happen?
They're liars, too, and for a different reason. They're lying because they know they need gay people to show the way on how to be married. Straight people have carved up marriage the way a hungry rabid dog would feed on a tenement child laying in her crib.
All right, these impressions, Doug.
Well, it's necessary, though, Phil, and I don't want to discuss. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't speak in code. The thing is, gay people have big shoulders, and even though we've been spat upon by straights, we've been made fun of by straights, we've been tortured by straights, we've been castrated by straights, we've been jailed by the straight people. You know what? Because we are essentially a loving people, and because we are Americans, we'll show you how to execute a proper marriage. When gay people start getting married in this country, you will see people married and staying married.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
And again, Phil, I don't like being censored by you.
In what way?
When you're telling me, I'm a writer, and I use descriptive phrases.
You're saying that marriage is like a pink baby sitting in a tenement being fed on by rats. And
well, it is.
It's just a little violent, that's all. My God, it's 7:15 Pacific, 10:15 Eastern. People may be sitting down and having either dinner or a late night snack, and you got me thinking about marriage as a pink little baby being eaten by a hungry dog.
Well, Phil, I'll tell you, the way straight people have treated marriage, the way straight people have treated the so-called sacrament of marriage is an infant, cute and cuddly and beautiful, and they just put it into a microwave and put it on the popcorn setting.
Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Doug Danger about the trend, the poll released today by the USA Today, ABC News, a bunch of them. A majority of Americans now are responding favorably to the idea of gay marriage. Now, this is significant because John Kerry and George Bush both have said that they are opposed to gay marriage. In fact, this was their reading of the American temperament. And it might have been true back in July. Well, it shifted. Doug Danger says it shifted because straight people realize that they have not handled marriage very well themselves. They need gay people to show them how. And I got to tell you, I haven't heard that point of view in a while. 1-800-449-8686. The other thing he said that is fascinating is if you are gay, you look upon the favoritism of straight people for gay marriage with suspicion. Don't trust straights, because all they want to do is suck the lifeblood out of you gay people and learn how to be married. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger, who is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, we have him talking about gay marriage. Doug, you are an out gay man, and you're talking about gay marriage and saying that the reason why straight people are now in favor of it is because they need some guidance as it pertains to marriage. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. And also, the only reason a person is opposed to gay marriage is because they just can't stand a gay couple who's going to show them how. Straight people don't like it when gay... The whole conservative movement was founded by a gay man, Marvin Liebman. And conservatives don't want you to know that because he was gay. Getting used to gays leading the way in marriage is going to drive a lot of straight people nuts. And I want all my gay brothers and sisters to know they're going to get... I'm gay, all right? Phil?
Yeah.
Okay, and the reason why I say that is because I got my white trash sister living with me with her kids. She's straight. Thank you.
Meaning she
left her husband. Thank you very much. Point made.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Let me go over to Monica. Monica, go ahead.
I had a comment about being straight, and I am a straight person.
I'm gay, right?
Yeah, I understand that you're gay. I've never opposed gay relationships or gay marriages. Ever. I believe in civil liberty.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people that are in favor of gay marriage all of a sudden.
Well, you have,
are you trying to kiss up?
She's not trying to kiss up. Why do you say that?
I've never been opposed to gay marriage. She's trying to get into my good graces.
No, go ahead.
I don't know you. I really don't have to be.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I know. You said that like 100 times already, that you're a gay man and a gay journalist, so I do understand that. But what I do want you to understand is this, that, you know, there are not enough statistics that you, as many as straight marriages, as far as marriages that have failed, on gay relationships. I think that
The point is that gay people have led the way in everything else. It would be logical for straight people to assume we know how to be married as well. And barring that,
straight people have taken
marriage and have destroyed it and have... you heard what I said. Marriage is like a baby that straight people put in the microwave.
Well, I think that some people have taken marriages.
No, straight people, because gay people were never allowed.
But you have to realize.
Gay people were never allowed to be married, so it have to be straight people that did.
Well, you have to realize that there are gay people who are married to straight people before they realize
I can tell you right now, you live in the...
Hello? Did we just lose our call? I just lost
I'm still here.
I just lost my caller. Go ahead, Monica.
No,
as long as you got this chance, you can... I lost my guest, Mr. Danger. Go ahead.
Okay, no, my point is this, is that he's throwing out statistics about heterosexual people, and, of course, this is statistics for people who are gay. We don't have those right now, but there are gay people in those...
Well, yeah, but for you to say that gay people are the reason why straight marriages screw up is stretching. That's really reaching.
The fact is that
straight people have, in Doug's opinion, destroyed marriage, and to hang it on the fact that there may be a handful of gay people married to straight people is are you back, Doug? I don't know. Mr. Dang, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I don't need you defending me. Okay?
I'm just trying to explain what you were saying.
Okay, but is she still on? You still here, lady?
I'm still here.
I can tell you right now, you live in the same house with... If you live in the same house with two lesbians for a week, it will revive your marriage.
No, I disagree with that. I don't need a straight or a gay couple.
Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married.
Are you gay?
I've been married for 14 years.
Okay,
it's the people. It has
nothing
to do with your gender.
What's it got to do with that? The only people that are married in America are straight people, so they're the ones that have butchered up marriage. They took the newborn infant of marriage and carved it up with a pruning knife.
That's a pretty graphic statement, and it sounds as though you said that you've been out for 18 months. You're making a lot of wounded statements. You sound like someone who, in the civil rights era, has finally stepped up and been able to say what he wants to say. And all this has bottled up in you, and this is the way that you are expressing yourself, which really sounds like you're very, very angry.
Well, why wouldn't I be bitter when my white trash straight sister moves in again with her kids?
Well, I mean, you're not the only one with a white trash, straight people have white trash...
white
trash relatives also.
Yeah, but you don't, because you're black, right?
All right, Monica, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Jason, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Mr. Henry, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Listen to you every night. Glad you took my call. All I want to say to this reporter is, first of all, the gay marriage is simply against the law of nature.
The whole point is that the straight marriage, which isn't against the law of nature, has been taken by straight people and run over with a truck. Maybe marriage is against the laws of nature, because the marriages that I see, children are beaten, wives are beaten, drugs are taken.
Let me ask you this, sir.
If you guys want to get that marriage thing right, gay people.
Let me ask you. Can I speak?
What's that?
Sir,
you know I'm gay, right? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay, you've said that 100 times. I think we're all clear on that. But let me understand.
Are you homophobic?
I'm sorry.
Do you hate gays?
I'm sorry. Listen to me.
You hate gay
now,
people, right?
This
guy's homophobic. He doesn't want me to say I'm an out gay man and a gay journalist.
Look, I don't have a problem with gay people, okay?
Well, then how come you don't like me saying I'm gay?
Will you let this gentleman talk, please?
Please,
Senator, I don't need you telling me how to... how to express my opinion.
Look, at all I'm asking you to do is let this guy get a breath in.
Please do. Okay, now, are you telling me that as gay marriages progress...
You know, looking at straight marriage is like looking at a retarded child trying to take apart a Buick.
There will not be drug abuse in these marriages.
No.
There will not be beatings in this marriage.
Not as many.
And if you are allowed to adopt kids, these kids somewhere along the way will not be abused.
I tell you, Jason, straight people love to molest children. Gay people do not. So I would say that gay people are probably going to treat children a lot better than straight people have, which is molesting them, beating them, savaging them. And you know I'm gay, right?
Oh,
yeah,
my God, we already know.
That.
Okay.
Okay, you're a gay journalist, too, right?
That means that I have a level of perception that goes beyond ordinary people.
Okay. What is
are you
ordinary
gay?
These days, okay? But
you're not gay, so you don't know.
Both sets of my grandparents, marriages lasted 40 years, 50 years.
Right,
I'm happily married for the last 6 years.
Your grandparents
my parents
gay?
Have been happily married.
Will you let this guy talk?
I'm asking him, were his grandparents gay?
If they were gay.
No, my grandparents weren't gay, but they had
long-lasting
happy marriages.
They
raised children in a loving home. They didn't beat children. They didn't take drugs.
1-800-449-8686.
You gay?
Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're back with Doug Danger. Doug is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. We're talking about the recent trend, the recent public opinion polls, all saying the same thing. Straight people are more in favor of gay marriage now. What do you think this is going to do to the presidential campaign, Doug?
Pull up a minute. If you can hear that child.
I can.
That's one of my sister's children. And she's out tonight. I guess she's trying to find herself one more meal ticket or something. I don't know. But I've got my niece, Candace, here in a newsroom with me while I'm trying to get some work done.
That's your niece?
Absolutely, because I got this straight white trash sister who's out trying to hustle up another meal ticket at a bar someplace, which is what straight women do. And
well, let's not get into a misogyny here about straight women.
Look at Phil. It's everybody knows straight women love gay men, and I've seen enough of it in the different cabarets and nightclubs I go into. You see a lot of trash can behavior. A lot of straight women want to go in there and dance with the gay guys and pretend like, you know, they're with a handsome hunk who's going to have sex with them when they point of fact they know it's not going to happen. You hear this baby crying, Phil? That's the sound of straight marriages, a child in trauma. Gay people to the rescue once again. And I'm saying to all the gay people out there, when you hear a straight... I can give you an example.
All right, let me get to some phone calls. I know you're saying don't trust straight people.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't trust a straight person as far as I could into a hurricane. And it's...
Okay, all right, fine. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Suzanne. Suzanne, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi there.
Hi.
I just got to say, Doug, I think you sound like a screaming idiot. I understand you're a gay man.
Is that the totality of your comments?
And I understand you're a gay man and a gay journalist, but I think with all the hate and hate-mongering stuff that you're spewing, it's scary.
No, I don't hate anybody. I'm just saying, don't trust straight people when they say to me, I'm really in favor of gay marriage. The reason is they're in favor of gay marriage is they've been screwing up straight marriage so much they need gay people like me. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm straight.
I think you're way off the track with thinking anybody wants them to be taught how to be in a marriage.
Are you kidding me? Straight people. Straight folks have taken marriage, and they have taken a razor blade to the throat of the infant marriage.
Oh,
you know,
Jesus, man.
It's true.
Well, you know, I think that
if
I think that it's really scary.
Let me say this. If marriage was the baby Jesus in a manger, straight folks would have taken a razor blade to its throat.
I think you need to do a little research about domestic violence in the gay community.
You hear that, baby?
Baby, and I'm sorry you have a white trash sister, and I'm sorry you're so ugly of her.
Thank you for showing a little concern.
But I'm a lesbian who's been out of the closet for 18 years. I'm from the state of Texas, which is pretty much a hate-mongering state. I live in San Francisco. I have a date next month to marry my partner.
of 11 years.
Okay,
I'm for the gay community,
and
I think the community is strong and powerful.
And you're sitting there kissing up to the straight community? Come on.
I also
have just
as many straight friends as I have gay friends, and I don't assume that they're lying and that they're stupid.
You think they're your friends. All the reason Suzanne, the only reason straight women hang around with gay women is so they can say, hey, sister, you know, sisters are doing it for themselves. And all
I hardly think so. I've got friends
that
I've had for years and years and years.
You have got
straight
people.
And they love me, and they love my partner, and they love my life, and they love their own lives, and they don't need me to teach them how to be married.
I feel sorry for you.
And I think that if you think...
You're just another gay person getting conned by straight people who want to kiss your butt to get info about your lesbian marriage.
I think that you're an idiot to think that when gay people get married, they won't get divorced.
You think Rosie O'Donnell's sexy?
I think that you're an idiot to
think
that when gay people get married, they won't be getting divorced.
I didn't say that, did I? I didn't say that, did I? I said we're not going
to... You're saying that you think that straight people want gay people to show them how to be married.
Yeah, but I didn't say we would get divorced. I said we'd show them how to do it way better than doing it right now. Right now, marriage is an infant baby Jesus in a manger, and straight people took a razor blade to its throat.
Oh, and you're so scared with these analogies that you have about killing babies and stuff.
Well,
isn't that what straight
people... Isn't that what straight people have done to marriage? I mean, that Britney Spears, 48 hours.
I think that gay people will do the same thing to marriage.
Oh, you want to believe that? Because you're a self-hating lesbian. Because you're a self-hating lesbian.
And we live in a world where that's just not reality.
Now, come on.
No, she's a self-hating lesbian. She wants to believe that we're going to do
the worst job
of marriage. Yeah, you want to believe that we're going to screw marriage up because straight people have gotten into
your head. I've been a gay person for 18 years. I've lived my life this way. You're an
idiot. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
What took you so long to come out of the closet?
Hey, when did you start planning your divorce? I mean,
what took you so long? What took you
took
so long to come out of the closet? Why
out,
did you just come out of the closet
out,
18 months ago?
I've been
ago?
Out for 18 months.
Why did you
I'm
just come
gay.
Out 18 months ago?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Because you were terrified of the
now,
world that you
man.
Have to live in now.
You got straight people in your head so much, they got you convinced that they're your friend, and you guys are going to screw up your marriage, okay?
Do you know any gay people?
Hold on for a minute, Doug. I want to jump in.
Phil, this is really not a conversation for you. I'm talking to this dyke, and I want...
Well, wait, that's not respectful. Is it?
It doesn't make any difference. She knows what I'm talking about. And she's letting all these straight people she calls her friends get inside her head and saying, you know, Suzanne, you're going to marry that woman next month, but you're going to get divorced. Okay, lesbo, you want to act like...
What is with this lesbo and dyke stuff?
Yeah, I just...
You
you're just smiling
like
about everybody in the world but yourself, aren't you?
I tell you what, Suzanne, if you want to be straight, start smacking your partner and all over your marriage certificate.
You know, but I think that what you need to understand is there is an issue in the gay community about domestic abuse.
Listen there.
There are lots
there
of those kind of issues in the gay community just as well as the straight community. It's not a perfect world.
Would you get that child quiet?
That's a straight child. That's a straight woman's child crying
and
in the news.
I'm sorry you are white trash and that your family is white trash.
I'm white
doesn't
trash.
Mean
I'm
everybody
a gay man and a gay journalist.
Straight. I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist, for
all right,
God's
listen,
sake.
Suzanne, you made
but
it
that doesn't mean that everybody that is getting married is believes the same way that you do about the sanctity of marriage.
You butchered
I think the whole issue about the sanctity of marriage is hoo-ha. It's just ridiculous. Because nobody has treated it as the deal that they think it
Here's
is.
Here's what I think about what you just said.
Oh, that was really
yeah.
grown up. Really literate and...
Nice.
Well, I mean, she won't let me... What's that song you and your lesbian are going to play at your wedding? Somebody Bring Me Some Water, is that it?
You are insane.
What a mental case.
I'm a mental... I'm a gay man
any...
and a gay journalist standing up for my community. I, got
I understand
lesbian.
You're a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah.
I'm
right.
a lesbian who's been out for 18 years. I've been living this life
so,
a way
so
longer
what?
Time than you have.
What's so good
I'm
about
very
that?
Out of my community. I'm very out of my
All
family.
Right.
I'm very out of my work.
All right,
I don't
get
treated poorly because
good,
I'm
Suzanne.
A good human, and I don't spit venom all over the place.
Thank you very much, Suzanne, for your call. What about that, Doug? Are you just pouring a lot of venom?
I'm trying to straighten out these straight people. Apparently, I'm trying to get through to some of the lesbians and gay men out there and say, you know, am I the only one that ain't being chumped? Am I the only one that ain't being chumped on this? All these gay folks... All the members of my community are saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, straight people are just like us, and they're going to do it. Oh, God, it makes me want to walk over to my niece, who I love very much, and throw her out of a window because she's the progeny of a straight marriage. And I would much rather take that child right now out of that bassinet and toss her right down in front of the delivery truck as it takes the papers out for tomorrow morning.
Oh, come on, will you? You're going to scare some people.
Well, that's how angry I am.
1-800-449-8686.
My white trash sister should show up.
I got to tell you something, man. You're doing a good job there, but to say you want to throw that child out in traffic. I just hung up on Angie. Sorry, Angie. Call us back. Let me go over to Melissa. Hi, Melissa. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey there. What is the gentleman's name? I'm sorry.
Doug.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What is that?
Doug, I can
My
speak
name is Doug,
you know, from a gay or lesbian aspect, or however you want to put it. But, I mean, judgment is something that obviously a gay and a lesbian person go through life fighting against with a judgment.
What?
And you yourself are laying it out there, judging straight people.
Well, no,
it's not a factor of who is better. It's not a factor of who can portray a better marriage.
I don't need a straight person to tell me how life is, okay? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I can
okay, I realize that you are a journalist. I'm very proud of you, okay? I am a lesbian that is out in my community as well, and I've been gay for 5 years. Okay,
well,
I've been out with
lesbian.
my relationship
like
for 5 years.
You don't sound like a lesbian. You sound like a straight chick that maybe experimented with it.
Okay,
aren't
well,
you?
Thank you
isn't
very
that,
much.
Isn't that what you are?
Thank you very much.
Isn't that what you are? Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's what you are. You're some woman out there who's straight, and you experimented with your girlfriend in college, and now you think you're a lesbian when it suits you.
Okay.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I just talked to some dyke in San Francisco, and she agreed with me. She said,
no, she did not. She was a lesbian woman in San Francisco. She did not agree with you.
Who are you to say that gays are going to produce a better marriage than what straight people
are?
Well,
I already explained it to you, okay? Now, you run off with your girlfriends and go pretend like you're lesbians this weekend.
Doug, your dismissal of this woman...
What do you want me to do, okay? Right now, I'm at the end of my rope with this screaming brat. I'll take that kid and toss it out in the street. And that kid's flat head will resemble
therapy.
A flat... Why do I need therapy?
Obviously, you need not to write about it. You need to talk to somebody
about it. You just like
it.
To go to the girl bar to have somebody squeeze your rear end in the can, and then you go back to your boyfriend and go, ooh, here's what I did tonight.
Right. Well, you know, I'll tell you, judgment is your biggest sin, anybody's biggest sin.
Okay,
and that
senior.
Is your biggest fault, obviously. And it's sad to know that we have gay people out there that are out there trying to fight for us, actually making us look that bad.
Can you pitch?
You portraying
Can you pitch?
What a gay person's marriage is going to be, it's actually sad.
I'm saying gay people are going to do it. Okay, Ann Hayes, thanks for calling. Look, I'm saying that people...
Will you knock it off with this?
I mean,
no, really, I'm saying that gay people are going to do a better job with marriage than straight people, and why do I say that? Because look at what straight people have done with their marriage. Will you shut that kid up?
Hey, Doug, you should take care of that child and get off the phone with me.
No, I want to make this point. Straight people are going to do better.
In front of a truck.
Straight people have done a terrible job with marriage. Gay people are going to do a better job. And Melissa, I think Ellen's free tonight.
You know something? You don't know the ratios of what? I mean, what freaking straight marriages have actually made it? Which ones have not? Okay, gays are going to have the same problem. But to get out there and say, I would not want you standing on state legislature to get there saying that this is why
she's
we need to be married because gay
yes,
or straight
is.
People do it like this. Come on. What kind of word is that speaking for us?
Listen.
I don't know what community you write for.
Jerry.
But I'm glad that it's not actually
the
one that's going to make our decision for the gay community.
Are you talking about our hour? You're still imagining yourself as being gay, aren't you? Wow, this girl's...
Well, maybe she is.
You are a very judgmental person.
Hey, Phil, will you hang on?
You know something?
I'm
going to
rub some Southern Comfort on that kid's gums.
I don't really care what your success is.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Look, it worked.
What?
I rubbed some Southern Comfort on a kid's mouth.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen, Melissa, so thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Melissa. And, hey, listen, the girl bar has a special straight section.
Yeah, and there's also good therapists if you need a number, honey.
Well, okay, give me one. I got a number for you.
1-800... Okay.
Here's a number for you. 1, 2, 3, you're a dyke.
All righty then. Education obviously is not requirement on the writing app.
Well, ring a ding ding.
Okay, one more call here, Doug. I should have hung up on you, in my opinion. Angie, go ahead.
Hey, Doug?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing just great. I got a screaming brat over here and all the straight people calling up and saying, hey, show us how to be married.
Yeah, I've been listening
Show us how to be married.
Yeah, I've been listening to you.
I'm gay.
The comment that I have is that although
somebody else
gay marriages have just started happening, there's been a lot of gay couples that's been married.
Couples?
Not actually married, but in their relationship, they are considered married. And years, and they break up just like heterosexuals. So they are no different from a heterosexual marriage. Anybody cannot get along.
Can I ask you a question, Andy? Who's heterosexual?
heterosexual.
I'm sorry.
Okay, don't try to correct my English because you are so proud to be a gay journalist.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Heard, okay?
I am
and
gay.
The comments you make about the baby Jesus in the manger, son, you're burning hell for that.
No, ma'am.
Throwing your kid over the balcony, that is a
so this lady's against gay people, all right? Well, Jesus said wherever the least of these are, there I am. And you just crucified
and
Jesus.
You know what?
You just nailed Jesus to the cross, Angie.
That's exactly what's going to happen to you.
Well, listen, Renee, congratulations on that Oscar. You looked real pretty up there.
Renee Zellweger.
They hadn't been known.
I like the way you pronounce those F words without your front teeth. Hey, listen, you pronounce that F word without your front teeth. I'm a gay. I'm gay.
Get out, all of you. I like the way you pronounce the F without your front teeth. Doug Danger on gay marriage. Straights support it because they don't know how to do it, man. Maybe gay folks can get it right.
Are you homophobic?
Maybe I am. No, I'm not. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line, naked.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Justin McElroy is a young man who lives in the Bay Area who started an organization called the East Bay Teen Peer Counseling Center, where teens counsel each other. And he was counseling kids up there that your parents hate you and the only thing you can get from them are new skates and video games.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
First of all, good job to your mom for dressing like a woman and making herself feel good. And you know what? Let me just tell you something, Justin. Let me tell you something, Justin. From someone who grew up from a broken home and is responsible and doing well, you know what's going to happen to you if your parents buy you those little CDs that you want that's so important to you? You're going to turn out to be a spoiled, rotten brat, which you pretty much are right now, by the way. Do you know why your dad's gone all week? Because he's trying to provide for you. He's trying to get enough money up to send you to this college that your little bratty ass wants to go to.
Hey, you know something? Who made you God?
Who made me God?
Yeah, you sound like you're God or something.
No, who made you God? You are 16 years old, and it is a sad fact.
Excuse me, I'm 17.
You are counseling teenagers and filling them with this. Your parents are not alcoholics. Your parents are pretty conservative if they only drink on the weekend.
You don't know. You don't know anything about coming from a dysfunctional family. My mom is walking around, and then my dad comes home, and he's all like, you know,
hey, come on, man, let's go fishing.
He's butting in all the time.
Your dad comes home. Butting in? No, he sees how distant you make yourself from him, and he is trying to rectify that situation.
Yeah, but most kids hate their parents, and they don't want them to be around them
Hate their parents.
Yes,
most kids are immature.
Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 23.
Okay, so you don't know anything. You're an old lady, okay? I'm talking about teens.
I'm an old lady.
Yeah.
You know what? When
yeah.
you grow up, when you
sorry.
Get to be about 18,
sorry,
you'll probably still be at home.
Hey, sorry,
or
Grandma.
You'll be in the dorms.
Hey, Grandma.
When you get
to
be 23, you're going to look back at this, and you're going to feel like an ass.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
All right, that's Justin McElroy, and Justin is a young punk who said, hey, you know what? Every kid hates his parents. Just get me a video game, man. And buy me a car and everything's going to be good. Which, I frankly can't disagree with any of that. That's kind of how I felt growing up. But I guess I come from a traumatic childhood like 99.999% of us. 1-800-449-8686. I just had to recount it for a very nice man today. Paul Cullum with the LA Weekly did an interview with me. And he took me back into my childhood. And I was just weeping on the floor. I was in a fetal position sucking my thumb. And then Janice walked in and I immediately said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mom. She's all mad at me now, isn't she? Because I yelled at her about that whole death threat the other night on our radio show that was proffered from Canada by some putz. He said he wanted to kill the President of the United States, right? It's been 2 days, 2 days since we requested the phone records from Sprint. Sprint! Why do they call you Sprint, man? 2 days to get phone records? A guy threatened the life of the President. Am I not supposed to get mad? Are you going to cancel your advertising? Is that what you're going to do, Sprint?
Thank God I haven't got phone service from you. It'd probably take a week to freaking put a phone call to 411. I'm okay. Nothing that a microwave baby won't cure. 1-800-449, you know the rest.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.